This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's been quite an interesting day today in sports. And again, I think one of the things that I've realized coming through this entire journey of the last 7 to 8 years, probably a little bit longer than that, is that there are one of the biggest problems we have in society is that everybody's got a narrative that they really want to try and make it sure that they fit every single story or every single thing that happens into, no matter what the facts of the case are, as opposed to looking at the facts of the situation and judging the facts based on each individual situation. And to me, I think it's time that we all learn how to look at an individual situation as opposed to trying to use a Tomlinism, paint with a broad brush. The idea that, you know, one size fits all with every single situation that comes up or with every, and what I'm talking about here, I think one of the things that I probably is a strength of mine is that I do look at every situation differently through the lenses of the facts of that situation. So, you know, when I get into discussions with people, it's hard to pin me into a corner based on maybe, you know, because every situation is different. There are people that I have discussions with. I know exactly what they are going to say before they say it, because they cannot look at a situation. They've got an agenda, they've got a narrative, and every single thing they think of and do fits into it, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, whether it's this, whether it's music, whatever. It's kind of what we've become. And I tell you what really, to me, got me to really start looking at things like this is the way that we discuss sports and the way that we discuss politics and the way that we do it through the eyes of different, you know, lenses of different races, different sexes, different creeds, different religions, all these other things. So many people have such a hard time looking at a situation, stripping away their own personal beliefs, and just basically looking at the situation based on the facts. Today I ran into this again, and it's the only reason I bring it up. And it came up when the Antonio Brown story broke today about him not necessarily, he doesn't want to talk to Art Rooney, and then of course he wanted to talk to Art Rooney and whatever. And I made a comment about it, and of course some reporter who I've, you know, had interactions with before jumps on the whole idea that, you know, oh, well, it's a business and nobody seems to, you know, I think it's really ridiculous that people want to jump on a guy who is conducting business, but it's okay for a team to do this. In other words, this whole narrative that people have that, well, we never ever call owners greedy when they want, you know, when they want to pay somebody less, which to me is a complete straw man to begin with. I can point to numerous times that we say owners are being greedy or cheap or whatever. But here's the thing: that line of discussion, it works and it fits if you want to talk about Le'Veon Bell. Okay, Le'Veon Bell is holding out for a contract. He also objected to the fact that the Steelers wanted to tag him. His only recourse really was to sit out. Do I think it was short-sighted? Yes. Do I think it was kind of dumb? Yes. Do I think he will get the $14 million and $14.5 million back? No, I don't. But I understand what he's doing. And to me, I look at that and I say, that's a business decision. So if you want to be one of these guys that says, oh, well, nobody's pointing the finger at the Steelers because they wanted to try and get the best business decision or the best money they could get in the Le'Veon Bell situation. Okay, if you want to be one of those guys in Le'Veon Bell's case, I think you're being silly, but I can at least get there with that. I can at least say, yes, you're right. This is a business. The other thing I would say, though, is Le'Veon Bell, if you're upset about your contract and you're upset about being tagged, you know what you do? You complain to your players' association because they're the ones that negotiated the deal that allows owners to tag you. Period. And that's really what it comes down to. But I can get there with that. And I think that it's that's a different situation altogether than what's going on with Antonio Brown. But again, people have the agenda that they look at, and they only want to know, or they only want to acknowledge their own narrative or their own agenda. And in this case, those that crowd that says, oh well, nobody ever takes the owners to task, which again is a complete straw man, but whatever. That crowd, you don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown had a contract. He is under contract. Art Rooney is his boss. Mike Tomlin is his boss. Kevin Colbert is his boss. And whether you like it or not, we all have bosses. That's the bottom line. Mine just walked in the door. They're his boss. So the fact that he hasn't talked to them, or he has, not even returned their calls and this and that and everything, that has nothing to do with business. That has nothing to do with the Rooneys are being greedy. That has everything to do with a character flaw in Antonio Brown. And that, to me, is why I don't want to hear these narratives about how, well, he's just angling for a new contract, he's doing this, he's doing that. It doesn't fit here. This is an incredibly narcissistic, selfish individual. This is a guy who's so self-unaware that he doesn't understand he's killing his own market. If he's a businessman, he's the dumbest businessman in America. Not to mention the fact that the Rooneys, when he was a nobody, and they wanted to pay Mike Wallace, and Mike Wallace, wanted more money, the Rooneys came and gave him more money than he probably deserved at the time. They actually probably overpaid him early on in his career for what he was. And then at the end of this contract, if you remember, they acknowledged, hey, listen, we're going to take care of you. And they actually gave him some, they reworked some things so he could get some cash advances, essentially, at the end of his deal. And they said, we will make you the highest paid receiver. And guess what? They did. So the Rooneys actually overpaid at one point Antonio Brown. And they held up to their word, which was, if you just, live through this contract, we're going to get you something, that you're going to really like, which they did. And now he's treating them like this. And now he won't return their calls. And now he, people think he's angling for a new contract. It's not, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's not the same thing as Le'Veon Bell. Please stop linking these two guys together because they're completely different. I don't necessarily agree with Bell's strategy, but I understand what he's trying to do. And I understand, why his feeling is, I could lose my career. I want, the $30 or $40 million guarantee that some of these other guys have. My counter to that would be the Rooneys are in general, they are men of their word when it comes to things. And if they signed you to a deal, you most likely were going to get through those first 2 years, regardless of what happened. And that was going to give you $32 or $33 million or whatever it was that was at the first 2 years of that deal. So even though it wasn't quote unquote guaranteed, and you'd say, well, what's the evidence of that? I'll give the evidence of that. What happened with Ryan Shazier? Did they renege on his contract? Did they take away his money? He had a career-ending injury. But they paid him for this last season, even though he didn't play. And they would have taken care of Le'Veon Bell, too. I firmly believe that. I don't think there's a situation that you can come up with where they've screwed a guy over in that particular situation. Maybe I'm wrong. But the bottom line is, to me, stop trying to link these two guys together. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.